Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 316 of this year, marking Wednesday, the 11th of October of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1634, following pressure from an Anglican bishop called John Atherton, the Irish House of Commons passes what is called an Act for the Punishment for the Vice of Buggery. Presumably, Atherton was found about a week later getting blown by a butler in an airport bathroom, because isn't that always the way? Happy birthday today to Gisela of Swabia, born in 995 as the Holy Roman Empress, wife of Holy Roman Emperor Conrad II, and she died in 1041. She lived hard, but well. Your guest today on the podcast is the magnificent, now royal, ex-ministerial, John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm waving with one hand in that royal way. Just won't come across on the radio. You have to kind of flap the air on audio stuff, and I'm not good at it yet. If you ever hear the Queen on the radio, there's always this little flap, 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 flap. That's her doing the wave. Also, you mentioned the Vice of Buggery. Where can I get one of them? B&Q or a more specialist hardware store?
I think a very specialist hardware store would have the Vice of Buggery. I think okay. A very, very specialist hardware store.
I'll look into it. I'll look into its gaping hole.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in merchandise news. Now that sounds dirty. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, an announcement from Elon Musk's robo-pigs exiting Earth orbit have declared their destination will be Mars in the hopes of bringing political reform to the constantly warring for-profit prison colony there. The robo-pigs escaping from Mount Rushmore very recently have set sail for wider oceans to the consternation of Elon Musk, whose intellectual property is their microchips. John Luke Roberts, have you been following this story?
I've been sort of on top of it, said the actress to the bishop. It's true, actually, I overheard them. It was at a royal do. Yes, I have. I'm very interested in the pigs. And I'm glad that they're moving further and further away from us. I feel sorry for our, compatriots in Mars, but they're going to have to deal with those pigs like we all used to.
How do you think that the arrival of hyper-intelligent network, robo-linked, brain-chipped pigs, what do you think the impact on the very delicately balanced, warring gang sort of landscape of the Mars for-profit prison colony is going to be?
Well, we've seen this in science fiction and specifically the work of Alan Moore before. The arrival of the pigs will give them something to unite against. And I think they'll get on much better once the pigs are there.
That's interesting. Well, we can wait with our fingers and trotters crossed.
You can't cross a trotter. Can't cross it.
I'm sure the robo pigs can. I believe they can do anything. They're a real inspiration to all of us.
They've articulated their trotters. Are they mad? Oh my God, such power.
Such power.
And a science study has proven that the more you pay attention to something, the more important it seems, which explains influences, and that people are particularly bad at putting things in proportion. Dr. Mark Meehan, a humanology professor of people thinking things, declared that if people could attribute proper proportional value to their many beliefs, they'd find actually they'd be able to argue with one another far more usefully, rather than just screaming at one another for being wrong. Dr. Meehan was then thrown off a cliff by a bipartisan committee of villagers in hats calling him a Quisling centrist.
I love the word Quisling.
Such a good word.
Such a good word. Yeah, really good word. Because you think, when you hear it, you think, oh, that's a tiny little quiz. That's going to be some little tiny, mini
it's
questions.
A common misconception, actually. That's a Quizlet. A little quiz is a Quizlet.
A Quizlet. Yeah,
a yes-no question. Or voting. That's also a yes-no question. That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the dragon's not going to enter itself and you need to be this high to ride. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you in part by Fifth Sense Entertainment Improvement Services, the people who brought you subtitled subtitles, The Smells of the Louvre, and this month, launching Audio Mime Classics Compilation. Audio Mime Classics Compilation, including all the greats. I'm Walking in the Wind. This suitcase is too heavy. I'm pulling a rope. I'm in a glass box. Go f*** yourself.
What? Oh, yeah. You're a wanker.
Look at me. I'm drinking half a glass of water. And man, I can't believe my eyes. Let me just rub them to clear the cum out of them. Audio Mime Classics Compilation, available on iTunes now. And a new book is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Greek Baron's Pregnant Concubine and Other Short Stories is a compilation of short stories set as spin-offs of Lagarde's most popular and beloved worlds, including The Cog and the Lady, an intriguing short story that combines espionage, romance, betrayal, and illegal magic set in a steampunk alternate Tsarist Russia. Where Nikolai Nikolaevich, the seductive Siberian assassin, protects and then falls in love with Baby Yaga, the feisty yet vulnerable runaway princess and secret daughter of evil witch Baba Yaga. And Ladies, 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 a perfect story for when you need some medieval-era lesbian paranormal escapism with a side of 7th-century monastic mystery. And The Lost Duke's Last Loves. It's a Victorian aristocracy polyamorous romance between Hadrian, Lord Apollo, a self-loathing rake who falls for a bisexual industrialist, crime lord made good, Indigo Weatherby, and then falls for Indigo's ex-childhood sweetheart, now sworn enemy, disgraced courtesan Lady Delilah Breen. These stories and many more. There's something to tingle everybody's loins in a massively sweaty compilation of beloved dancey characters. That's The Greek Baron's Pregnant Concubine and Other Short Stories, available in all short story bookstores today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Last Post.
And that's all the time we have for your ad section now, because now it's time for your top story. Merch news. John-Luke Roberts, you're an unrepentant capitalist smoking a big cigar. What's happening in the world of merch right now?
Well, hang on. What do you mean unrepentant? Why on earth would I repent? Who's repenting it? There's nothing to repent from. There's only capitalism and that's it. There's not even a what would be the alternative? I can't imagine. Merch. There's been a study done on merch, and merch is really... merch is where it's at. Merch is taking over. I have obviously quite a lot of my own merch. I've got a t-shirt saying sorry, and it's got my face on it with the speech bubble coming out saying sorry. You can buy that from my website for £40, but it will you won't be able to buy just one. You think you've bought one and then you get invoiced for three or four, but the apology is included in the merch, so it's from my end, I'm completely clear. But merch is taking over, especially as live art has started to, well, we can't have it at the moment. Merch is taking the front foot. People are putting merch out rather than any actual artwork in the first place, any music, any performances, anything like that. It's just the merch that seems to be taking over. It's been going on for a while, but now merch is, I can give you a brief history of merch if you like. The etymology of merch is short for merchandise, which is something half fish, half chandise. That's where the word comes from. The first recorded bit of merch was, there was a guy called Trog. Now, he drew painted a sort of what you, I think, would call a bison in the caves in Nantes. And people loved that. So then he started selling loincloths with the slogan, "I love Trog," brackets, the guy who painted that picture of, I guess you'd call it an ox. So he made a lot of money from it. And that was also the first time language had been used. It was used to sell loincloths. Some people suggest that he just paint the bison on the loincloth, but he said no, because it would lower the value of the bison on the cave, and he wanted to sell the cave so he could move into a double cave. or a cave of the same size in a nicer area. He even settled for a smaller cave.
Yes, that merch sale, obviously the amount of writing on those loincloths led to a big scandal about body positivity, because many cavemen at that time said that it created unrealistic expectations of the amount of penis they were covering.
Yes, but
with the loincloth.
Yeah, it's true. But some of the other ones were very happy about it because it created that. And really, once you've got someone to take the loincloth off, you know, it's not like it's embarrassing at that point to go, actually, you know, I'll walk out the door. So the chances are, even though the loincloth has raised false expectations, those false expectations have actually been quite helpful in your caveman procreation. I heard the other day, it's not actually called procreation, but I don't know I've forgotten what the word is.
And sometimes high expectations can raise the loincloth, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about an erection.
Oh, yes. Yeah, erection, that's good. Well, that's how you could tell, of course. You could tell before you took the loincloth off as to whether... So the whole loincloth was horizontal.
What angle the writing was sitting at.
Just a tiny bit, exactly. And there's he actually quite helpfully, on the later loincloths, he put in a... You put a sort of measurement system going up, so you'd be able to tell. But that's enough about Trog. So recently, various artists have gone to just merch, a just merch model. No new albums, no new songs. Coldplay, Saint Vincent, Nick Cave—they've all gone for just merch. They're not releasing any more music. They are releasing titles of albums and titles of songs, obviously to go on the merch. They're fictionalizing tours, which will go on the merch, so that you can have that. You can have the album cover, but you can't actually have the album. You have the album cover on a t-shirt. And then, of course, if somebody says to you, oh, right, you're a fan of that album, are you? All right, name three songs from it. If you can name three songs, then you're not a fan. That's how that one works. But this has crept through to bands that don't even exist yet. There's a group of 17-year-olds in Sheffield in the United Kingdom. They would have formed a band called Superficial Thrombophlebitis, which is called, that's basically a word for varicose veins. They would have been hugely successful. I mean, they really would have been the next big thing. Gone for years, but they decided not to bother. They're not releasing any music or playing any live gigs. It's just merch, and that really seems to be going very well for them. And they haven't needed to. Write anything in the meantime.
Yeah, and the glory of that, of course, is that no one can ever be disappointed by their music.
Absolutely. Unless one of them accidentally, I don't know, falls on a keyboard at some point or something.
The only thing you really legitimately say about it is it's like nothing I've ever heard before.
That's true, yeah.
And that's all the time we have for the top story today. And we don't have time for letters to the editor, but that's all right, because we'll be back tomorrow with more of The Last Post. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You, whoever you are listening to me right now, we're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello, as ever, to our listeners in the other dimension. Share us around with all your friends or plug us on your social media. That's a thing you can do. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
Why not go to my website, johnlukeroberts.co.uk, and look at my fine array of merchandise, which I think is tea towels at the moment. And also you could buy my comedy specials, of which there are two.
And also we have merchandise. The Last Post has merchandise. We have Vote Bob / The Rock, Rock / Island 2020 campaign t-shirts now that the campaign is over. You'll want that memorabilia to commemorate the successful campaign of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Bob the Sentient Trash Island for their presidential status in America this year. So you can buy a t-shirt on our website, thebuglepodcast.com, and then click under the merch tab. And of course, a t-shirt, short for Tyrannosaurus shirt, because of the little arms.
Oh, it makes more sense if you've got little arms. Yeah.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's Alliterative. Or for a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.